Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Welcome back to another episode of Video Game Bang.
We just jump right into it.
Well, they don't know.
Gryffindor.
Wow. We
still,
I was wondering what that sound clip was, too.
Why are you staring at the screen?
Because
you
got a show to work on. I like to know what's coming up.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like to know what's coming up.
Welcome, pizzas, to another episode of Video Game Bang, where we talk about video games, entertainment, and technology.
Don't forget banging.
That's
not what the show is?
We don't talk about
it. Oh, okay.
We have an exciting episode because it's almost Christmas time.
It doesn't even feel like it.
Not yet. Well, there's like nobody with Christmas lights on my street.
Well, do they usually do it though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe they're not in the mood yet.
I actually just got the Christmas decorations out of the attic today.
See, there you go. You have an attic?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, there was one cool one I saw on the way here that had like the icicles going down. That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the coolest ones I've seen this year so far.
I haven't seen any cool. There's up the street. Don't they usually have like a whole block that is just like legendary for doing their.
There's some really good houses right there on Truxell.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking on Truxell. Yeah. If you live in the Sacramento area, check out Truxell.
I used to go to Rockland.
The rich people.
That's why.
You know it.
So if you've been paying attention to NerdReactor.com, you will see some video game. I'm losing it today. Aaron Carter, my co-host.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
And you heard his voice earlier. Unfortunately, Stephen Gutierrez is not with us, but...
You know what? Hold on. I'm sorry. Before you go any further, every time that you say somebody is not with us, you make it sound like they just died.
They're not in this room right now.
Stephen just texted me. He passed.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not in this room. They're dead to me. He is my childhood best friend and comic book connoisseur. You can check out some reviews he's written on NerdReactor.com. His name is David Ng.
Hello, everybody.
You waiting for a response?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if he's the connoisseur, because I know David does know a thing or two about comic books. I would say he has the, would you say he's the reigning champion of comic books?
Yeah.
All right. We'll save that for
later. Out of this room? Yeah.
I think we need to go toe-to-toe then. That's
Aaron,
a crown that I need.
If you think you can go toe-to-toe with David in comic books?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go. We'll set it up.
See, he goes on one little win streak our game.
Which
we're going to play a little bit later.
Finish it up.
And he is the master of disaster, big time, Mark Griffin.
How's it going, everybody?
Do you have a crown or something?
Because
I'm into taking crowns.
Yeah. What are you good at so Aaron can say that he's better?
Well, you'll be seeing that crown I'll be wearing this weekend on the weekend show.
Well, first of all,
we just planned it out, everybody.
I think we've been there, haven't we?
That was a demo version. We're going to
have
a demo version.
Rematch. I just got a capture card, so chances are we'll have some footage.
Came in? Good.
Yep. So we're going to have...
It's going to be streamed.
The rematch of Princess Peach and who do you pick?
Was it Roy? Ike. Have they leveled him on this?
I don't know what they did in that version.
Okay.
Well, if anything, we'll run it back in just a regular version, and then we can do the...
I'm always down to taking crowns, people.
We're playing in a modded version?
Yeah, it's the new...
let's keep the illegalness.
It's perfectly legal.
Is it really?
It's perfectly legal, because it's just made by the community.
It's not being sold,
making any profit. I guess I should just go ahead and announce what it is since we're talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing Smash Brothers Brawl, but we're also going to be doing the new Project M. I think it's the third version, if I remember correctly now, is what they just released it a couple days ago. So I'll have that all set up and ready for us for this Saturday's show.
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
My girds are... Is that how?
What is girds?
I've girded my loins. There we go.
It doesn't sound...
I don't even know what that means.
Doesn't sound kosher.
What in the world?
Aaron.
We got a lot of stuff we need to plug out there, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. Go ahead, you start.
Okay. Nerd Reactor, as you guys all know, is our father company website. Is that good
yeah,
to say?
No, parent. Yeah.
All right, parent company. On there, we have a couple of things posted. Go check out my personal review of Doctor Who Legacy for your iPhone or your Android or tablet, whatever you want to put it on.
What have you.
It's pretty good. Go check it out. David Ng over here has put up a preview. Is that what that is?
Well, it's a kind of like a speculation of things that I want to see in the with the new announcement of X-Men Apocalypse.
X-Men Apocalypse. Now, I haven't personally read this. I apologize.
Aaron had actually a pretty Aaron-like theory, and
yes.
I had to kind of see where he's coming from.
About,
go ahead.
About Apocalypse?
And Fox.
Oh, yeah, because Fox just, to me, ruins the X-Men series. And I said they're probably going to do some weird story change where it's like Apocalypse is Xavier's dad or something like that and throw that in there.
Yeah, you know, I think that wouldn't be too far beyond them.
See.
I'm really hoping that they won't do something like that.
And I was surprised. Hold on, sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I was surprised from the person that wrote this article is not really excited to see this movie.
Well, no, that was the Days of Future Past we were talking about.
It's all the same thing.
Well, I don't like the idea of Days of Future Past because it's confusing when you do alternate timelines. So I'm hoping that they won't do that in Apocalypse.
Mm.
And then they'll just do like a present day Apocalypse trying to rise and gain power.
You checking this one out, Mark?
I probably will. I'll probably give it a shot. Why not?
See?
It's
people like you guys.
Oh, Lord.
That keep them in business.
I didn't say I was going to go to the theater and see it.
Oh, okay.
I'll watch it, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm too. You wrote another article, didn't you? Didn't you write on Days of Future Past?
No, I did not write one on that.
Did they say who's directing?
Yeah.
Apparently what you're playing is directing.
What you playing? What you playing? What you playing?
And as everybody knows, this is our theme song.
What you playing? For What You Playing, brought to you by Kyle McGuire.
He sounds like a baseball player.
Kyle McGuire.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire.
That's why.
Maybe,
yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people. Let's round table. Mark, what you playing?
Actually, been putting some time into Forza 5. I'm not a big racing fan. I like what I've played so far, but I've been talking to a couple of my other friends that are big into racing, and it sounds like it's kind of a letdown to them. There's no day and night cycle.
Open world?
No, it's just track to track. You know, you pick your track. There's only, I think, my buddy was telling me there's only like 200 cars in the game.
So if it's not like, open world, why would there need to be a day and night cycle?
Well, it's just because you can't race at night. It's all day races.
Oh, you can't race at night at all.
That's what at least how my buddy was explaining to me because he's been playing it more than me. And he says it's just day races. He said something like basically the Xbox One can't handle it or something like that.
Okay.
I was like,
right.
I was like, I don't know.
Speculation.
Speculation. So
withdrawn.
But yeah, it just just from everything he's saying, that's all that's in it is kind of a. It sounds like it's going to be not as good as Forza 4. Or just as good. But, I mean, we've said multiple times in the past that racing games have peaked.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Gondo, put you on the spot. What you playing?
Last thing I was playing was Gears of War 1, and that's only because it was the free game on Xbox.
And why no invite, sir?
Well, I haven't seen you online when I
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is true. I've actually been offline for the
long. Yeah.
That's it, though? Nothing else?
I play Puzzle Quest on my phone.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I play that one, though, is because it's themed off of Marvel.
There's a Marvel-themed one.
There is.
Oh, I might have to go pick. Is that free?
Android?
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, yeah, it's done deal.
Android, iOS.
Android, iOS, I think both, yeah.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
Not on Windows Phone.
Corey
Nothing
Matthews.
Nothing for the Windows Phone.
What you playing?
I have been playing NBA 2K14. I just made it. My rookie it was in the rookie showcase.
Wow.
He won.
You're very proud of that
one. He won player of the game. Got that sponsorship with Champs.
You can get sponsors in this game?
Yeah, you get sponsors.
That's crazy. Do they make shoes eventually?
Yeah, you can make your own shoes.
No way.
Yeah.
What am I not playing this game for?
It's really good. Other than online, I love the game. It's really good. It's held my interest.
Why is the online?
Is the online still laggy?
Yeah.
I haven't had a good online experience.
You've been losing.
Yeah.
So that's not a reason.
No. But I don't know. Like the gameplay it does lag a bit. Like when I hit the block button, he waits a hot minute before he actually jumps up and swipes. And I was just thinking about it today too. Like I really like the story mode, but it's starting to get really repetitive now.
Is it?
And through career mode, there's no option to skip games.
Really? You can't simulate games?
I have to play every single game of the season.
Ugh.
And I've been traded around the league because I kept getting upset with the teams I was on.
Do you request the trades?
You go and meet with your GM, and I requested my trade. And so they went from Milwaukee Bucks, which was like a playoff contention team, but I thought I was like hot stuff. I was like, yeah, I'll go get to a better team. And then they traded me to like Portland. And then like my first GM meeting, I was like, get me out of Portland.
Wow.
Because, I don't know, the players were cool, but Portland.
You don't get to pick like an agent that shops around for you?
You have your agent who is like your childhood friend, you know. And
So they really went story type of. Okay. Yeah. That's enough.
Now I'm on Dallas Mavericks working for Mark Cuban, and I'm like the worst team in the West.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of worst teams in the West, anybody see that? The Kings and Jazz game? Pretty bad.
You can get the hell out.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying. Yes, I am a Lakers fan.
I think they're rebuilding, right? They're trying to find their groove now.
They got some good trades.
They just traded. We got Rudy Gay.
Yep.
He's playing tomorrow.
Oh, he didn't play the last game?
No, he didn't. They didn't play any of the new players.
Okay, so then.
Gravis Vasquez had visa issues.
Okay, I don't even. Whatever. That's terrible.
Sports fans. We just lost all the gamer nerds. Too much sports.
Well, let's bring them back. What have I been playing? Oh, I've been playing The Walking Dead. That's what I forgot.
There you go.
Game of the Year 2012. Mm. I like the concept that everything that I do has an effect.
Are you playing beyond chapter one?
I'm only on chapter one right now. Oh, okay. I just started this game. Still fresh and new. But I'm kind of feeling like I wish the concept of me being able to affect everything was mixed with some more type of action.
And that's what Fables, their new one. It's a lot more action than Fables.
Okay, so then hopefully, you know, I'll get more into it as we go on, but, you know.
And you'll start to see it'll pick up once you get like about halfway through chapter three. One and two. One is good. Two is slow.
Hmm.
Three, four, and five are amazing, though.
Okay. All right.
Telltale's got a full plate.
Faith in Telltale's, yeah.
They got a full plate.
Yeah, and they're liking it. They're good so far. And I'm not familiar with The Walking Dead TV show as much as, you know, everybody else probably is here.
Well, this is all comic. This is all based on the comic.
Oh, okay.
Is it even based on the comic? It's its own independent storyline.
It takes place before the comic, I should say.
So,
if I remember right.
Is it like how the separation from the comic and the TV show, like some people could die that are normally characters?
Well, like you'll run into Glenn.
I've already ran into him.
You ran into Glenn, you've seen him. He's in the TV show.
Yeah.
But you see him.
See, I've been lied to. I just told there was no crossover.
No, yeah. Glenn is there. Because
I just, you meet Herschel first.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you meet Herschel.
And
so they're at the farm already?
I went to the farm, and this is spoiler alert.
Okay, you went to the farm before Rick and all them?
I went to the farm. That's the first place you, like,
it
the
takes
first
place,
official
I
want
to say it's like 6 to 8 months before the TV show
Herschel
starts.
Didn't look like the Herschel now. He wasn't fat. He was kind of a slimmer, you know, or maybe that's just how he looks in the comic book. But, you know.
Where's Carl?
I went there. And
I've been working on that one.
I talked to Herschel, and I lied to him, told him I was the kid's babysitter. And mm-hmm. He kind of read through it a little, but she kind of co-signed. It was like, yeah. And I was like, cool, you know, because I've been, like I said, I've been cool with her. But the only thing I was worried about or was wondering is his son dies. I didn't save his son. And I'm like, is his son in the TV show? Or
what? Do you remember his name?
Sean?
I don't think so.
I don't know what his name is.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
You know why? Because he died, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
It was between like a 10-year-old boy or, you know, this grown man, and I had to go for the little boy.
Why?
Because
gross. The way you said that.
The future. You know, he's the other guy has lived, you know.
Yeah, but the kid has less of a chance to survive.
Truthfully, I thought I could save them both.
Yeah, they kind of put you in that place.
They put you in that place where it's like, okay, let me quickly save this guy, and I'm punching the zombie in the face and trying to grab the boy away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy is just stuck under the tractor. So I was like, I'll punch the guy, punch the zombie, move the boy off the tractor, roll the tractor back, and I'm good. But no. They ate the crap out of that. And that's my Walking Dead experience so far. But it's good. What else we got
here? You got me excited for that one.
Oh, yeah, man. As soon as you can,
play it.
Play it. That's Aaron's seal of approval right there, everybody.
Now, guys, we've been doing, we've moved to a 2-episode-a-week format, if you haven't noticed. So be sure to check us out on the weekends where basically we just get all together, bro it up for a little while, play some video games, and come up and give our opinions.
It's sort of like a water cooler chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it happens extremely late. No breaks, no nothing, no nonsense.
And that's what, yeah, that's what kind of threw me off. Yeah. That's why I kept asking what time. I was like, are we going to take a break right here or no? No breaks?
No,
okay.
We're good.
We're just going to keep rolling on.
I wasn't even looking.
Union doesn't mandate those on the weekends.
Hey, clearly. Clearly. We got some news going on today, though, people. Some very exciting news. Let's see.
I'd say so. So
yeah, just going through these, I would say.
In the light of what happened with that website, troll for Fallout.
Troll? Oh, yeah.
That phony site that popped up.
Uh-huh.
Really got my hopes down.
I read a side article saying that they created that website to kind of force Bethesda's hand.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you think the news? Okay, so go ahead, read the story.
All right, so the story that we're all alluding to, if I can find it here on the page. Oh, yeah. Report, casting calls and scripts confirms Fallout 4 in a Boston setting. So Kotaku, the arch nemesis of Corey, they went on and reported first that they had somebody who apparently applied and interviewed, or I guess auditioned. That's the word I was looking for. Good Lord. Auditioned to be in the next Fallout 4. And they came back and did a whole bunch of spoilers.
Yeah, I saw. Wow. So they actually like tweeted or took a picture of the script.
Did they really? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, there's a whole chunk of the script right there.
Oh no!
The whole opening intro.
No.
It doesn't have like anything specific to Fallout or Bethesda.
Does it have
like
Ron
that.
Perlman?
No. It's actually they're saying that it's narrated by the character's voice now instead of Ron Perlman.
I'd rather Shao Kahn do that. Yes.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They're saying it was narrated by the character's voice.
But what do we think of this? Do we take away anything positive? Or is it just too early?
The setting doesn't matter to me that much.
Yeah, really? where did the first one take place?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we went to the monuments.
Yeah. Yep.
As long as there's cool monuments.
What's cool in Boston, besides the beans?
The tea party.
And tea party.
They didn't have a boat.
Exactly. I don't know, I mean, not to offend any Bostonians, but...
Boston.
I don't know what's cool.
The
Red Sox, is that...
that's where they filmed Batman, right?
How dare you?
Is it
wow! This is our super. This is our superhero kind of.
There's a tea party. Is it going to be in the same time frame?
It has to be.
Going to be like in the 30s.
It has to be. I mean, there's not too much information that was out. Like I said, they can only he or she was only auditioning for a voiceover role, which I can only assume
didn't get it. Got pissed.
Yeah,
tweeting everything.
I could only assume they did not get. But it was the female version of the main character. That's what they were going for. So, of course, you're going to be able to choose male or female like you always, you know, have been before.
In the voice of the character, though,
character hasn't
It's mute.
Spoken
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Oh, there's a little tidbit right there, people.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. Were they maybe, going like Mass Effect style?
Well, maybe it wasn't a voice type of thing. Maybe it was just grunts from getting hit or taking damage.
Her grunts weren't good enough to land her the job.
What?
She's a mad grunter.
Didn't she just say that the narrator was going to be the character's voice, though?
Yeah, that's what... Yeah. Well, that was from reading from script. I didn't see that picture of that script. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Well, it didn't say specifically that was it, but it kind of alludes to that the...
That's cool,
that
then.
So.
That's cool. What are we looking for from the next Fallout? Any return characters?
Man.
Fox fans anywhere?
Exactly. What was his other lines?
Did you play all the way through it, Gondo?
Fallout 3, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I didn't play Vegas.
I don't know who played it. Oh, you didn't see?
I never finished it.
You never
finished
it? Three?
I've got 150 hours,
Unplug
and I'm still scouring.
Right now.
Hey, I Get walk done. Everywhere. I walk
That's
everywhere.
That's cool. I walked everywhere the first time, too.
And
I
do every side quest.
I've done every side. Have you looked in my gamer score
no,
on that?
I know. All
right.
I know. You've got a little bit more than
I think the only thing I'm missing, though, are from the DLCs. I think those are the ones I would just kind of focus on, like, going through. But I know 1,000, the main one. No, I didn't.
No, because you didn't go through a neutral.
I didn't do the neutral. That's right. Mm-hmm. I just remembered those.
No, I know, because I used to check our gamer scores against each other.
But I still have the game, so I can go
back. Wow, competitive much?
I am. I'm very competitive. Jeez. Oh, I've got the highest gamer score in the room.
He does.
100K.
He does.
Take that crown, Aaron. Looking for crowns to steal?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't play Avatar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
That is 1,000 out of 100,000.
And what button did 1%. You have to press the whole time? Just A the
right is actually
thing?
X.
Oh, excuse me.
And I played it further than the demo, like most people.
Okay.
I gave it through the first level.
Exactly.
And I'm not even an Avatar fan, so exactly. I give it the old college try.
So, final judgment. Too excited or not excited enough to do Fallout
I'm
yet?
I'm still
too
trying
soon?
To wrap my mind around Elder Scrolls Online. I'm so hyped for that. I don't really
you
care,
don't
about
care about
anything
that?
Else Bethesda's working on right
Oh, my
now.
Gosh.
Just give me Elder Scrolls Online.
Gondo, too soon to be excited?
I'd say so, yes.
Bart?
I need to see a lot more one. Because, like I said, I haven't even finished 3. Which means I haven't touched Vegas, so I'm three Fallouts behind.
That's all right. That's the sound for the next story. Since you were already talking about Elder Scrolls, let's go with that.
Boom.
One. Elder Scrolls Online launch date April 4th. People for the PC, Mac, and June for the next gen consoles. Why are we waiting?
I don't know.
All the PC people are gonna work out the bugs for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. That's exactly. They're the beta testers. Come on now.
Now,
why can't we get a day in, day in?
We have a friend, a confidant, who's on the beta.
Yes, we do. And he's
on the beta ray bill.
He shared some information as much as he could. He couldn't put up video, of course, because of the non-disclaimer or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff?
It looks like Elder Scrolls.
But he's been playing other stuff, which tells me, like, what's wrong with it?
Betas aren't really, I guess, to hook you, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, for me, like... I can only play beta for so long, you can only get, you know, they cap you at different points for different things. So, like, I did the new Final Fantasy beta. I played the crap out of that for about 4 or 5 days straight. Like, that was just nonstop Final Fantasy 14 beta. But I hit the cap in the beta, and there's pretty much nothing else to do at that point, you know.
So maybe he just hit the ceiling.
So, I doubt it. I don't think he... I don't know.
Come on,
he
doesn't
Jerry.
He doesn't seem like the type. He's going to be hopping
wow,
around.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
just
come on.
Jerry, you listen to this?
Throw
fuck
him
you.
Under the bus.
Well, I just, you know, looking at, you know, his gamer history and stuff like that, we see him bounce around a lot.
He
so
just
I think...
started streaming something on the PS4 the other day.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, that was just...
Fatality.
Exactly. Nah. That's exactly what that was.
So. Sorry. Sorry, Call of Duty.
Wow.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So, of course, like they, you know, always announce, they're not going to take the same trend as all the other MMOs that seem to be doing and make it free. It's going to be $15 a month, and we're still on the fence on that one, Corey, or are we going to go and pay it?
If you guys are all in, I have no real excuses, because you guys are all poor.
Well, hey, next week we're all about to start doing crack. You want to you want to join in on that, too?
Sign me up for
good
some crack.
Lord.
I would love some crack cocaine.
You should be... You should definitely play this one for 15. What about you, Gondo? Are you
I don't know.
Maybe I'll hinge my decision on Gondo's.
I feel like the advantage of not doing free to play is that there aren't the microtransactions.
Okay.
And it's less of the play to win.
So wait, do you like microtransactions?
I use them to my advantage because I don't buy them, and I get to take advantage of a free game.
Ah, okay.
But then, like, when it comes to PvP type things, like, I usually am at a disadvantage because I haven't paid for anything.
Happy Wars.
Yeah. Okay, we can keep using that as our beat-up doll, Happy Wars. I told you guys challenges, and you guys can get the same amount of tickets that a paid
person. I don't know. The game
get.
Burned me enough, and it didn't seem like worth the trouble to get back into.
Did you play Happy Wars, Mark?
I did, and I played it for when it was the very first couple of weeks it came out. It was pointless to play because Fat Princess had already came out and did that for the last like 2 years on my PlayStation.
I was going
to
say, yeah, you were
like,
on the PS3.
With like
so.
10 classes versus what, the 3 in Happy Wars?
Yeah. Well, they've moved it up to 6 now.
Oh. Wow. So they're only 2 years still behind.
How dare you? You were just having so much fun and freedom with that soundboard now. He's like, I can just sit back and just puppet tear the whole thing, can't I? That is horrible. But I think Mark even said this on the last show. They're going to have a 30-day free day pass whenever you start it.
Yeah.
So you can at least start.
You pay $60 to get $30 or to get 30 days out of your game.
Yeah. You pay $60 to get what?
Unless they let you download. I don't know. I don't know what I want out of it.
See?
If you guys are on it, I will get on it.
You know what?
Peer
you know,
pressure.
Aaron, you want to get back on Final Fantasy 11?
I will never.
It's free.
Is it free?
It's free for this this coming month of December.
Yeah, that's not
enough.
It needs to be free forever.
They're doing a like a 11th anniversary welcome back like Christmas type thing. They've fixed a lot of the things.
Wait a minute, welcome back? What do you mean welcome back?
For like
back?
People whose accounts have been deactivated or whatnot, you can come back into the game now and reactivate your account free of charge and get all your stuff back.
That smells like desperation right there.
They're already running
a court case of desperation.
They're already running 14, which is doing well. And
is that free to play?
No.
Oh, so
no.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 11 still has a lot of subscribers.
It does.
It has a ton of subscribers still.
They can't knock that.
This is just a way to kind of breathe new life into it. And they've taken a lot of features from 14 and put it back into 11. Now, so you can warp between the home points. Now you can increase movement speed on the map by like 25%.
Whoa!
Hey, that helps when you're running away from like 16 goblins chasing you through the field.
I can run faster now.
You. It helps.
What is this? Let me get the consensus of this before we move forward.
Yeah,
I totally killed that word consensus.
Yeah.
How excited are we? Are we even looking forward to more MMOs on the next gens, or are we just don't care?
I honestly don't care about MMOs.
I just see it getting expensive.
I think, I don't know, my problem with MMOs is this group that we play with, we tend to swap games after like 2 months, and that's not really what you want to do in an MMO.
True. What if they were all free, though?
If they're free, I mean...
If they're all free, hell yeah,
but yeah.
Nothing's free.
Well, I'm talking about like...
Obama...
Oh, my God. You know, when he shows through your door with assassins, and he's like, these are the guys that took out the Somalian pirates. I'm talking about, like, Defiance free. You have to pay that first 60, and then it's free.
I wish Elder Scrolls would do that. But I understand they got to, you know, they got
to make that money
and
first.
See, the thing is with MMOs is they're actually the cheaper way to play games if you're only playing that MMO, though.
That is
true. Depends on how many games you play. The argument only goes because usually my gaming budget has increased with the new next gen and with the podcast and everything. But, you know, back in the day, I was only getting a game every 3 or 4 months. You know, so...
I'm on that road right now.
and even when I did, it was used and I was abusing all my friends' discounts. Like, I'd go in there and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like that's about right. I think everybody's. I don't know about everybody that I've known so far. It seems like their wallet is a little bit bigger for this next gen. I mean, it's already sold. We might as well go on to the next one. We might as well segue right on in. Microsoft Xbox One reaches 2 million units sold. 2 million.
Meanwhile, PlayStation just broke like the console world record.
Did it really?
Yeah, there's been stories all today and a little bit yesterday saying that the PS4 is the most successful console launch in history.
So it had to have beaten this Microsoft's 2 million in 18 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
Must
sure.
Must have, yeah.
Well, because it had 2 million, 2 weeks ago when we did a report? They broke 2 million.
Oh, yeah, the Sony, yeah.
Yeah, they broke 2 million at that point. So.
I saw somewhere where they projected these two consoles to outsell like the PS2. Like they're going to sell more than any other ones, both of them. Who's winning this race, people?
It's going to be many, many, many years before we know that.
It's the PC.
You don't see any... okay. Wow. So is that your hat in for PlayStation?
At this point, they're in the lead. But like I said, it's really going to come down to those when those exclusives start dropping.
And we don't see one yet?
First exclusives next year. You've got Titanfall in March, which is Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And then PlayStation in April, you have Infamous.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be huge. That's my big PS4 title.
Really?
I cannot
Second
wait.
Sense.
Really? Infamous?
Dude, I love the first two Infamous. I platinum both of those suckers. Like I played through each of those
Prototype
games twice.
Is better.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Prototype. Go ahead, play your little sound effect. I'm waiting.
Defend your game,
defend,
sir.
Please defend Prototype.
Prototype was awesome. What do you mean?
What
like
about it?
It's like Venom the video game.
All right, this is what we do. You have two open world games, two open world superhero games. Where you both have amazing powers.
Free roaming.
Both of them are sandbox. What makes them different? Let's go.
One guy you get electricity, guy you get a symbiote suit.
Hold on, Mark, because he's the one that jumped it off. So, Corey, what have you played? First of all, have you even played Infamous?
I played, like, the demo in the store for 5 minutes.
Okay.
I've played both.
And did you play all the way through for...
Yes, me and David actually played through that one together.
Yeah, we did. Prototype okay. 1.
All right, so Prototype, what do you think is...
Wait. When you guys say play through it together, did you guys like hand off the controller every like hour?
We traded lives.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense.
That's old school.
That's how I could totally play Prototype. If I had somebody else to hand the controller off to, I could totally play it that way.
What puts it in the lead then, Corey?
I just thought it was... They're the same, honestly. I say one was better because that's what was available to me. But I can't see Infamous being that much better.
Okay.
Mark?
All right, so...
Rebuttal?
They launched same day. They were both same day.
But yep. That's right. I think
that
was
the same day. It was launched in May of 2011. I'll have to check that. But anyways, Infamous 1 against Prototype 1. Same day launch. Infamous only PlayStation. PlayStation exclusive. Prototype launched on both. Now, right there off the bat, Infamous already gets more of a nod for me because it's developed for the PlayStation versus Prototype is developed for both.
True.
So it's going to get more love and attention right there to the detail. Big thing for me, Infamous had a much more entertaining story, much more likable character. I did not care about the Prototype character. They also did the whole thing where they throw you in the beginning of Prototype and you have all the powers and they take them all away. I hate that. Ooh. I hate getting a taste of everything right at the beginning. Like it's cool, but
it's a precursor to what you're going to be having the most fun with.
I understand, but like it's just chaos.
I guess their whole thing is they want to make you feel like you're getting back up to
and
that.
The thing is with Prototype is the whole game, it feels like chaos the whole time you're playing. There's not any like real direction. It's cool. I'll talk over it. Whereas Infamous, it has a real build up. It really has you build these connections between your characters. There's choice that matters. It changes your
We didn't get that in Prototype.
Right there alone, I think, wins it.
Your powers change depending on how you play. So if you go good, your electricity is blue. If you go evil, your electricity is red.
Does that really do anything?
And it does because your powers actually evolve differently. So one of your early powers is an electrical grenade. If you go evil, it turns into a sticky grenade. And if you upgrade it far enough, it will bind the enemy onto the ground to capture them without killing them. Whereas if you go evil, it turns into a cluster grenade and explodes like up to like 8 to 16 times.
It's dynamic.
And that's for
almost
every single power in the game has that differential ability depending on if you go good or dark. So
you just about sold me.
Yeah,
so this is going to be a PlayStation exclusive, huh?
Yes.
Damn.
I have
Titanfall.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, Titanfall is going to be, it's going to be Call of Duty with mechs.
Well, we'll see when it comes out.
I don't know.
What else do we have, though, as far as...
Exclusives?
Exclusives, right, at this point.
For what system are we talking about?
Either one. I don't care.
That is...
Besides the Wii U.
Are we talking about concrete stuff, or we know that it's always going to
come out? Concrete, not arcade games either.
No, I'm talking about because, like,
concrete
Halo...
Concrete announced, you're talking about?
Yeah, because Halo is going to be out, but...
Mm-hmm. There's no announcement.
Is there even a year
anything?
On Halo?
No.
We're 2016. Probably... What we're looking at.
In 2015.
Oh my gosh, Mark, your rant sent us 2 minutes over.
Yeah, that's
damn
right.
It.
Well, then
that's why we can't have nice things.
Okay, so we'll take a quick commercial break.
Yeah, well, quick commercial break.
Pay some bills. Is that what they call
pay
it?
Pay some bills, and then we're gonna come back with the trivia game where I think I found a way to get Aaron a loss.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We'll have all that and more when we return on Video Game Bang. And welcome back to Video Game Bang, where we talk about video games, and we have a thriller of a game for you. If you guys have been tracking the show, Aaron has been on this amazing
6-0, everybody.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't even count, but he's undefeated in 6, and I keep trying to come up with ways to thwart this.
By now, I think I should have like a theme song, like Bill Goldberg or something.
You know, I'm afraid for you, Aaron. I'm afraid because I'm afraid that once you lose once, you're just going to keep losing. You're going to go on this terrible streak. This is all you got. Once his win streak is done.
I'll be humble. I'm not invincible.
I know.
Why start now, Aaron?
I'm not invincible.
I know you
start
are.
Now
I know
being
you are.
Humble.
I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. I'm thinking it's kind of a precursor.
Well, you got 2 weeks going to the final tiebreaker question.
Yeah.
Unprecedented. On the line here, competing listener, friend. He has a YouTube channel, The Real David Webb, where he gets the birch box for man, and he tries out all the products and lets you know what's good and what sucks. His name is David Webb.
Hey, everybody.
And so this is going to create some confusion. We talked about it. So now my friend here, David Ng, is going to go by his gamer tag, which we've been calling him the entire show anyways. D.A. Gondo.
Well, his partial gamer tag. I just call him Gondo. Yeah.
I don't know where that is. We call him really Gondo now. You should just change it to Gondo.
No.
Just change
it all. Keep the full thing. There has to be some type of legend behind it. You know? It's actually really D.A. Gondo. But in the 18th century.
Well, do you know what the real
I have no idea.
Gamer tag is?
No.
Diego is Spanish for David.
Is that what that is?
That's what I went by in Spanish.
Yeah, isn't it? I thought it was actually Spanish for David.
I mean, you can say David in Spanish.
I was about to say, I have a friend named David Martinez.
Oh.
And
well, I just got
We don't call him
faced.
Diego.
Yeah.
But so he in Spanish, his name was Diego. And if you want to add like the action ing at the end of something, you put ando in Spanish.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I conjugated my name.
Yeah,
so
he conjugated
like
his name.
You're in action now.
Ing is his last name, so he's in action. All right, that wasted
He's
everybody's
still
time. We're going to jump
into
the game. Jeez. All right, everybody. So for the people who are listening for the first time, I will begin reading the description to a video game, a trivia question, could be anything I feel like. The competitors here will buzz in using their name. So Aaron, test your buzzer.
Aaron.
Mark.
Mark.
David.
David.
That was a test. Real David Webb passed.
I failed.
Diego.
I don't do well at Simon Says. Gondo.
There we go.
Does that get me any points?
Nope.
Like right off the bat?
Nope. Wow. In fact, I just took one away.
Okay.
That's how the game is played, folks. But because I'm gracious, everyone's at zero.
Yeah, I heard this was a little
I think
new.
I think I got something that's going to throw you all for a loop.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Question number one. This 1987 beat-em-up game developed by Technos Japan. The player takes control of martial artist Billy Lee.
Mark, Double Dragon.
That
Correct.
Would be, yeah. How is that throwing off? Double Dragons? They made like 70 different remakes.
All
a TV show.
It was a movie.
Yep.
Like,
everybody
you're done.
Are you there, David? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, just making sure you're a little quiet there. Rudolph, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. Which reindeer did I not name?
Aaron?
We'll talk about this.
Prancer?
I said Prancer.
Oh, I didn't know.
David? Damn it.
I'll reread it after everybody guesses.
Gondo, Cupid?
Nope.
I'm really mad because this question was on the radio and I heard it.
Oh.
And I missed it. I can't
remember
it now. Yeah, it was on the radio. Mark, Dancer.
Nope.
It's only Webb's term now.
Go ahead, David Webb. What do you got?
Oh, man. I'm going over the list in my head.
More like on Google.
No, my keys are quiet. You can't hear them. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to need a name. Nope. So I'm going to read them one more time. Rudolph, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Aaron, Mark.
Oh, shoot.
I heard.
No,
Aaron.
I'm going to let Mark go. I
Connor?
Pass.
Connor?
Connor the reindeer.
Are you
just
making up reindeer now?
Why not?
Connor the
Aaron.
Reindeer.
Connor.
Aaron.
Donner?
No.
Oh. Was that who you meant, though, before?
Probably.
David, one more guess.
Connor.
Arnold.
You guys are terrible at reindeer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because
all of the other reindeer.
Exactly.
No. David. Other David, real David.
Oh man, Blizzard. I don't.
Mark Blitzen.
Now you guys are just saying.
No, he said Blitzen.
He
I
did say Blitzen.
That.
That's
now
it.
You guys are just saying Dairy Queen.
There you go.
Drinks.
Frosty. McDouble.
Yeah, the answer was Comet. Come on, guys. Really?
I couldn't tell you all eight of their names.
So
yeah,
right now,
I can only remember Rudolph.
Mark is in the lead. 1999 adventure video game for the Dreamcast, produced and directed by
Aaron.
Yu Suzuki.
Shenmue.
Yes.
Damn it.
Let's go.
It had to be Sonic or Shenmue or
yeah, exactly.
NBA 2K1.
Exactly. There's only a couple of them on there.
I wrote an entire huge description because I thought that was going to be harder for you guys. Wow. Okay. 1-1. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Feel free to jump in these. Okay. This is question number 4. In the 1964 Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my God.
Herbie the Elf no longer wanted to make toys, but instead pursued
Mark. Dentist.
Yes!
I knew it. I can see the stupid blonde elf in my head, but I couldn't freaking remember what he wanted to do.
Question number 5.
Hold on. I can pick a pattern here of what's going on. Let's go.
2005 tactical first-person shooter video game set in the Star Wars universe. This game is set during the events of the Clone Wars.
David. Battlefront.
No.
Tactical. I know the name of this stupid...
2005, you said?
Yep.
Darn it. I know the name of this.
Player takes command of a clone commando team made up of elite clone troopers. These clone commandos have been specifically bred...
Mark, Star Wars Bounty Hunter?
No!
No.
So it's down to Real David and Aaron Carter.
I know this game, too.
I remember playing this game. I can't remember the name now.
God damn it.
Because as soon as he said first person, I know exactly what it is.
Yep.
I can see it in my head. It's on the original Xbox, you said?
Yep.
I remember playing this one.
Freaking wow.
Anybody? Floor is still open. I'm going to have to.
Have you done read the whole thing?
Yeah.
I think I got it. I just got to wait for them.
I don't know.
I'm going to reopen the floor. Floor is officially open. Oh, wait, Aaron, you got a guess?
Aaron.
Oh, come on.
Star Wars Elite?
No.
I don't know.
Now you're just making crap up.
Yeah, I know that. I know the exact
floor is reopened.
Mark. Republic Commando.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
there's that commando in there.
Yes.
Wow, so Mark is in the lead.
Yeah. I knew the game, though, because I can see the HUD and everything in my freaking...
Never played it.
Yeah, I've never played it either.
I just remember selling it.
Oh, no, I did play it. Dominique rented that or something. Yeah.
This year, Carrie Underwood was cast as
Mark.
Marina...
Freaking wow.
Sound of Music.
Wow. That's 3 for him.
4.
4?
That's 4 points.
Oh.
You've got to get all 3 of these to tie.
That's okay. True, because one's off the board already.
Yeah. Oh, this is tough. Oh, this is going to be the nail in Aaron's coffin. 2013 game takes place in the near future, where there's such technology as lunar tourism and cybernetic enhancements. The main character is an executioner named Mondo Zappa, who receives a job from
Mark.
Brian Execution Firm for the win.
Killer is Dead.
Yes.
Ah, I want to get that. Wow.
Mark just
Mark has
took
won
the
this
crown.
One.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Easily,
gosh.
Too. Handedly.
What? Those Christmas ones I wasn't getting.
I want to put a shout out to my mom for forcing me to watch all those Christmas things growing up.
Give it up.
She gave that one to me.
Just to see that. The look of shame in your face right now.
There's no look of
so
shame.
I wish this was a video podcast.
I wish these questions were nerd questions instead of just going over to...
Video games? Yeah. Half of them were video games.
Okay, so you got The Sound of Music. The...
Dentist.
The Dentist. And then the other 3 were video games.
Double Dragon.
Yeah. Hey, you have to
Double
be ready
Dragon,
for everything.
Republic right. Commando, right. And...
But we got little consolation questions.
Let's jump to the last question. Yeah. Just to salvage what's left of...
All right,
actually,
we'll
if Mark steals the rest of these, you have no excuse.
I have no excuse.
From a race of untold knowledge and power, he has the power level of that of Galactus.
Mark.
And possesses even...
Shit, Galactus.
Oh, wow.
power level of Galactus.
We just went through a whole bunch
see,
of...
I know this one.
Yeah. Iron Fist.
No.
Gondo. The Watcher.
Yes.
Wow.
The and Watcher.
Who's he?
I was going to say
the
Thanos.
Watu, the Watcher?
The bald
the big
guy?
Big bald guy. Like a baby head.
Promises to never interfere in the world.
And then he always
but he
does.
Always does. Yeah.
Always doing something.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
You won't catch this J.R.R. Tolkien character building any toys. This sharpshooting elf is a member of the
Aaron.
Fellowship. Oh, I'll give it to David.
I bet you would. I bet you would.
Let him answer one.
Legolas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that one.
And I had a bonus question I'll let you guys do. Let's see. Wait, did I skip one? Yeah, tracks from this game include Frappe Snowland, Choco Mountain.
Mark, Super Mario 64.
Yep. No, 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 you're wrong.
Mario Kart 64?
Yes.
Right.
Boom.
Shit, you're right.
Faced.
Nice.
That should have been earlier.
Yep.
Could have built up some more suspense.
Exactly. He is a being of immense power combined.
Aaron. Galactus.
He is the combined powers of Professor X and Magneto.
Son of a
Gundo.
David.
Gundo.
Onslaught.
Onslaught.
Yeah, that's the easiest one.
You know, watching Aaron in his defeat was not quite as satisfying.
Yeah, because you went weird off the board. That's what you
with
did.
Christmas questions?
We're still a whole, like, what, 17 days away from Christmas or something like
we're
that.
We're inside of the 25 days of Christmas. Whatever. I think it's fair game.
If we win next week, I can see a full themed one. Whatever. I can see. Yeah, Mark definitely took the ticket.
Kiss his hand.
Never.
Tweet it.
Never.
Tweet it. Tweet the crown, the crown is not as heavy as it was last week.
So the crown is lighter?
Yeah. The crown is gone.
It's a tiara.
Wow.
It's a tiara.
Well,
now.
Then there you go.
Well,
that's one out of seven. I still say I'm winning. So
wow.
Coming
tell
for
yourself
you. I'm coming
what
for
you,
you next
to.
Week.
Hey, yeah. If he goes on a run, then I have no excuse.
Wow.
But so far, I'm like, what? I'm 6-1?
Yeah.
I'm still in the playoffs, sir.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll have to have a tournament of champions now, like Jeopardy.
First, you need other champions.
Well, we have one now.
Oh, I'm sorry. One out of how many countless dead bodies that I've dropped?
David Webb, I want to thank you so much for stopping by the show and hanging out with us, trying it. You got one question, so.
I got one.
Hey, you're still doing pretty good.
We gave him one question.
No, he earned that one.
It's all right.
It was given.
Oh, see? You can't
thank you.
Admit
thank
that.
Thank you for
now
being honorable.
You know what? Because he's the real David Webb. That's right. That's right.
David Webb, tell us all where we could find your YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/TheRealDavidWeb.
And tell us a little more about what you do.
Lately I've just been doing a lot of like you said, Birchbox. It's like men's grooming stuff. It sounds kind of girly, but it's actually pretty cool. But actually I'm going to start getting into more like tech stuff. So I just got a Windows phone, so I'm going to be reviewing that.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Welcome to the population of two.
I should say my condolences to the loss of your old phone.
Well, it's weird. I've been that guy all the way, and it's kind of like coming out of like a cult. I'm like, wait, that Kool-Aid tastes good. This feels weird.
And then when you're dead, because if we all remember, those that drunk the Kool-Aid.
I will put the Windows phone, though, up against anybody's phone. My old, now I think 2 years old Windows phone.
In what?
In just straight up productivity and speed.
How about in variations of apps?
The thing that people use the 90s.
However, most of the things that I need and use are already ingrained into the phone.
That's my point, too. Like, I haven't noticed, besides the App Store, I haven't noticed a difference in being able to do one thing that I couldn't do with the iPhone and vice versa.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for showing up, David Webb. We will catch up with you later. And any last words?
No, thanks for having me, guys. Sorry I wasn't a better competitor.
Oh, you did well, my man. Take it easy.
Thanks, guys.
As well as everybody else.
Sucker.
Sucker, what?
I don't know. I just wanted to say something about him.
He actually came on. That's good enough.
Yeah. It's better than a lot of the calls in we got.
What are we looking at time wise?
We got about 10 minutes so we can cover the stories we didn't get to.
What didn't we get to? Oh, we can gloss over that other, the whatchamacallit. I want to get on to this. Robert Knepper. Does everybody know who Robert Knepper is?
Oh, yeah, that's from Prison Break.
T-Bag. Exactly. He's going to be casted in Arrow as the Clock Master. What is it?
Clock King.
Clock King? Yeah, if nobody knows who the Clock King is, don't feel bad.
I don't
feel bad.
He's not a major person. But the fact that Robert Knepper, who is actually, I think, a very good actor, is something big. And I just literally caught up with the Arrow, and hands down, the best comic book TV show thus far. Anybody else watching it?
Yeah. No, I just watched the Flash introduction
today. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Good.
Yeah.
You're not caught up, I guess, Gundo, right?
No, I'm not watching that show.
Wait, you're not?
I haven't started it.
Oh, okay. Netflix, you haven't started it. So you will, though.
Netflix
I probably will at some point.
Oh my gosh. You need to be more excited by this. Because you're a Marvel fan, right?
I am a Marvel fan.
Okay.
Netflix it. It's good. It's worth it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you can Netflix it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey, where are you landing on this?
I just can't get the energy.
It's Nepper. Nepper is one of your favorite
characters. I love
him.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
I loved him, and I thought he was the only thing that saved the last season of Heroes. I think T-Bag was one of the most...
I don't think he even pulled that off.
Yeah,
I didn't say he saved Heroes. I said he was one of the only reasons worth watching.
I barely remember him in Heroes Season 4.
Okay, in the beginning...
They nerfed him. The way they killed him was stupid. I don't even want to talk about that.
I don't think they
show.
Killed him, did they?
Yeah.
I thought he went to jail.
Well, the way they defeated him was stupid.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I was going to say, he took his powers away, didn't they?
Because, you know, Heroes wouldn't kill anybody.
Except the black
the
guy.
Artist.
Except the black
and
guy.
And the black guy.
Every black person they killed.
Yeah, they killed all the black people.
Yeah.
No,
except the little kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't kill Jonathan Lipnicki.
He's mixed, first of all.
Yeah. that's what kept him alive.
Half of him died.
What was the actor's name, though?
I don't know.
Damn it.
I always want to say
Corbin
Taj.
Blue?
I just want to say Taj Mowry, but that's totally not right.
No, that's
the other
definitely
little,
not
the
right.
other little kid.
It's like he grew up to be Mark Griffin, though. Like he always reminded me of Mark Griffin.
I haven't seen.
No,
him
yeah,
he's.
I totally. I totally.
You probably got that a lot, didn't you?
I had a back with my ex. We were debating about my long hair or whatnot. And she's like, "You can do it like that length," and where I pointed out, and she pointed out to his hair length or whatnot.
And he was to me an interesting character. They could have gone.
He was
further
the smart
in.
Guy from My Wife and Kids.
Yeah, he was a little genius kid. Bless you. Ugh. That's gross. Thank Nobody use that mic anymore. Yeah, Nepper, he's not a savior of shows, but I think he's a good addition to this Arrow show.
So you think he'll be a reoccurring character then?
I want to see Robert Nepper. Sorry, yeah, I'm going to cut you guys off again because I've always wanted to talk about this. I want to see Robert Nepper as on an HBO series.
Is it just because you want to see his butt or something like that?
You want to see him in Game of Thrones, don't you?
Well, I want to see him somewhere where he can actually like be vile, like do messed up things to people.
That's disturbing.
Well, I mean, because he's always been kind of nerfed. Like he was like supposedly.
So you want to see the rapings?
You just
want to
see him do his full.
That's what
it
sounds
see
like.
You want to see him to the full
decapitating
evil.
And stuff like that. He doesn't have to rape people, but he can at least like cut off an arm. Or...
His acting ability pushes that through so much, though, that he's capable of that type of thing that you believe him. I mean, that's what an actor is supposed to do, make you believe that character
it makes
does
him
what
a,
they say.
Makes him a better actor that he doesn't have to show you the full extent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know
you.
Why you want to
I got
see
you back,
the blood. You just
two.
Want to see extra gore on top of what he says.
Yeah.
You just want him to star in a Quentin Tarantino film.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, then there. Hook him up. Call him. You got right. both their personal numbers.
That's true.
Introduce them to
the
each other.
The podcast has been quite successful.
We got some...
There's almost a movie. They're talking about casting.
Four seasons in a movie?
Yeah. They're going to have Forrest Whitaker play Aaron Carter.
That would never. That would never happen.
You guys are like the same age.
I'm thinking about... Forrest Whitaker's like 400 years old.
How old are you?
Years. I'm only 172. Yeah. He's one of the elders. My closer, I'd probably have, I don't know, like...
Lawrence Fishburne?
No. Why is everybody like old? I'm only 4 years older than by the max of you people, right?
Mufasa?
That's freaking...
We have a digital... We got a
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Wow. I would only accept Denzel Washington as an older actor to play Aaron Carter.
Will Smith?
I wouldn't want Will Smith to play me, no.
I'd want Will Smith to play me.
Will That's Smith would
You know who would play you? Zach Galifianakis.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
That's who would play you.
I was going to go with Corey Matthews, but.
I'm shaving the beard tonight.
You might as well keep it. They're doing good, though, to bring it back around to Arrow. Mm-hmm. They're doing good. They've introduced superpowers now. So we've got that world in. I like it. It's going to give him win some awards.
Interesting. You said they brought Solomon Grundy
in. Solomon Grundy is in there. Yeah. He'll be back next season, most likely. They alluded to it as if he's not just done. Because, I mean, he gets beat, but, you know.
Speaking of superpowers and superhero shows, so I watched the newest episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever the most recent
Agents
episode
of
S.H.I.E.L.D., on. Whatever the most recent episode is on Hulu because I don't pay for cable. But they're really trying to, it feels like they're trying to push that superhero aspect to it. But they just don't want to pull the trigger. Like,
so,
are you caught up with it?
No, I'm not.
No? So
Yeah, I watched this one.
You watched it. So, like, two episodes ago, they had the whole telekinesis, which ended up not being telekinesis.
I don't want to spoil.
Okay, I don't want to give spoilers.
All right, ended up not being.
It was something else.
It was science.
It was loosely based on a great PlayStation 3 game that just came out recently. Kind of somewhat similar.
Okay. David gets it.
It was in the trees.
David gets it.
And this next one.
And then the most recent one, they started. It's kind of alluding to. Superhero serum, the super soldier serum.
Oh, super soldiers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of what they're kind of alluding to, although an imperfected form.
All right. Now tell me if I'm wrong on this. It kind of seems like they're scared to show the rest of the Marvel world.
They are.
That's one of the things that I'm not enjoying about the show. Mm-hmm. I keep waiting for those moments where like they put in like little characters that I know from the comics, and I'm just not getting a lot of them.
And that may be the difference between the Arrow series and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because Arrow just seems to just throw you, not even big names, little small people.
That's what you want.
But you'll know, hey, you know, that's Solomon Grundy, that's, you know, the Huntress, you know, excuse me, you'll know who those people are. I don't know why Marvel hasn't just, you have a world.
The problem with Marvel, though, is they're trying to integrate this TV show into their movie series. And they don't want to do too much in the show and then like have that have repercussions in the movies.
Oh, so they're trying to keep everything. They're trying to keep continuity with everything.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
So they're playing it. They're playing it that's safe, too... but they're almost playing it too safe.
I think we just got to give it some time because look at you guys are only talking about
Arrow in the second season.
Yeah, Cape.
But I was talking about it in the first season.
You mentioned it, but now you guys are really into
because
it.
Because they're really ramping up the list of characters.
Give S.H.I.E.L.D. some time, especially when they announce the new licenses that are going to be on the Netflix series. They're going to be a Daredevil series.
You know, that's 2 years away from now.
And see,
so you're telling me I got to wait 2 years?
My big thing is...
Well, no, they could do some ramp-up stuff to gear towards that, though, on the show.
How much ramp-up do
they're
we need?
They're going there. They're going there.
How much ramp-up do we need for... prison inmate, a blind lawyer, and then a has-been superhero.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What a prick.
And you know,
who, like...
Luke Cage, Daredevil, and Jessica Jones.
Yeah. Luke Cage is a prison inmate?
Where do you think he got his powers from? Oh, and this is the crown you want me to take?
He signed up for a trial experiment with Tony Stark, Stark Industries.
Oh, we're about to go. We're about to go blow for blow.
What?
We're gonna go blow for blow. It's a vortex of comic book knowledge
While they are Googling this, the big thing for me is, you know, I got into Arrow late. I watched it on Netflix. I didn't watch it as it was coming out week to week like I'm doing now with it. But I was hooked by the first three or four episodes. S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm watching it only purely still because I'm a Marvel fan. That's the only reason why it's still got me watching it. That's why it's got my ratings on Hulu. I don't even know if they get ratings for it.
I wonder how long that's going to last, though, for Marvel people. That can only get you so far before the story is just like, I'm done with it.
I mean, I'm still waiting for those little tie-ins. I mean, they had the one episode where Victoria Hand was in there, and that was like a nice little tie-in, a little nod to the comic books. I liked that. I wish they would do more like that.
Well, it's all up to them, definitely. Their own... You know, life is in their hands. They need to hurry up and push it forward. I don't think we need to wait 2 years, though, before we get any type of inkling that, oh, these other characters are there. And then, I don't know, S.H.I.E.L.D. just was never that interesting to me in the first place. They kind of just seem like red shirts in Star Trek. I'm just saying, you got a whole bunch of superheroes, and then you got these little peons that kind of just, you know, we help out. We have our superstars, too, but...
And David, I got bad news for you. I think Aaron might be right.
Where did Luke Kage
be in an alternate timeline or something?
Where did Luke Kage get in powers?
In prison, Lucas is consumed by rage over Stryker's betrayal of his father and supposed death. Then it looks like he becomes a target of Albert Billy Bob, some dick.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Prison guard who brutally
rapes him.
Yeah, beats him up.
played by T-Bag.
Later,
there you go.
Recruits Lucas as a volunteer for an experimental cell regeneration.
Ex-con, baby.
Yeah.
He's black. You should have known he was an ex-con. Come on now. Yeah.
I didn't want to go there.
We got to remember, this is Marvel. Luke Cage came into Origin. His origin story started what? He came in...
I don't know when. 60s? I saw his character with froze.
First appearance was in 1972.
Yes.
I thought it was late 60s or early 70s. So, I mean, that was kind of the stereotype. But, yeah, that's kind of... Hey.
There's a website called blacksuperheroes.com.
When I looked up Luke Cage, videos of Luke Cage, there's a couple of official like little trailer things, and then Torque Solutions. The twerking videos pop up.
Does he say sweet Christmas while he's twerking?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder why Luke Cage would be twerking.
Well, everybody, that has been our episode. Thank you so much. Has that been it already? Yeah, we're hitting the hour mark right here. Thank you all for hanging out with us. This has been a thrilling turn of events. Aaron lost his crown.
And then showed a little...
You're looking for redemption in all the wrong places.
What are you talking about? You think I can't take Gondo?
I think next week is going to call for an all comic book.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to make sure that will be interesting.
Nate David is in this one. The gauntlet has been thrown down. God. I'm going to go to Nerd Reactor and find their best comic book guy, too.
I thought we did.
And we're going to go, well.
We did, but that wasn't a comic book based question.
That wasn't. All right. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Actually, we'll give Mark Precise his revenge. How about that?
Bring him on.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Check us out on nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab. SoundCloud is where we host all the stuff. You can get our RSS feed. iTunes, we need some good ratings, if you would please do that.
And let's get some feedback going, people.
Get some feedback going. Yeah. Tweet us at @VideoGameBang.
Tell your friends.
Check us out on Tumblr, videogamebangbang.tumblr.com.
Correct.
That is run by D.A. Gondo. So if you want to interact with him, ask him some questions, get his phone number, all that kind of stuff, I'm sure he's willing to do.
We'll discuss it.
Why are you going to do private messages?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Wrap it up.
All right, everybody. Aaron, I liked your catchphrase. Why don't you say it again?
Oh, for Corey, Gondo, and Mark, and Aaron, of course. I'll see you when I see you.